Hello everyone, this is Michael. 欢迎来到实用有趣的小咖英语。今天 Brandon 老师要给大家教一个非常厉害的单词，这个单词我都不知道啊。我先不讲它是什么单词，但我先讲一个故事。就是 Bill Gates 这个人大家都知道，比尔盖茨，微软的创始人。那 Bill Gates 当时非常有钱之后呢，他本来是想拿这个钱自己去用，但后来呢，他受到巴菲特的影响，他决定把自己的一半的财产都捐献出来。那这样的博爱的这样慈善的事情呢，有一个词，请 Brandon 老师来跟大家讲一下。
Yeah, everybody. So we're talking about the word philanthropy today. Philanthropy. Philanthropy is the idea of somebody who has a lot of money, usually has a lot of money, likes to give away their money as charitable donations to help other people who need it. So the idea of philanthropy is something that is becoming more and more common, more and more popular in the United States these days. A lot of wealthy peopleenjoy giving away their money more because they see that other people in the world need their money and they don't need as much as they have. So, philanthropy is the idea of giving away somebody their money. That kind of person, somebody who does this thing, does philanthropy, is called a philanthropist. So a philanthropist, for example, is Bill Gates. He would call himself a philanthropist, somebody who is willing to give awayhis money to help other people have a better life. And oftentimes in the United States, these kind of people are people who have a lot of money, very wealthy people.
好，感谢 Brandon 老师。所以今天这个词呢 ,philanthropy, 什么意思呢？就表示一些，首先条件一，非常有钱的人，他非常有钱，一般人还做不了这个事情，非常有钱的人。第二，这些有钱的人是慈善家，他愿意把钱不是随便给人，而是愿意给那些有需要的人。啊，可能是你家人生病了，或者是你上学钱不够了，那你需要这些钱，或者是一些 homeless people 表示无家可归的人，这些人需要帮助，那他们会给你钱，但是呢不求回报。所以这样的有一种主义，就像我们说共产主义一样，这样有它是一种主义，叫做 philanthropy。 那这些人呢叫做 philanthropist， 就是慈善家，这些博爱的人，或者叫博爱主义的人，像比尔盖茨就是一个这样的人。好，这个单词怎么拼呢？ philanthropyphilanthropy, philanthropy, philanthropist, philanthropist. 好，今天的分享就到这里，希望大家啊，最后提一点，我们中国也有这样一位人士，叫做陈光标，大家都知道，他前一阵跑到美国，给美国的穷人去发钱去了啊，真是很大方，很有钱呀。好的，感谢大家收听我们的节目，如果您喜欢我们的节目呢，请将节目点赞、下载并转发。欢迎大家订阅励志 FM 353782，我的新浪微博小咖 Michael， 您可以跟我们微博互动，我们有问必答。请加入 QQ 学习群94625139，跟更多的咖啡豆们一起学英语。您可以点击励志社区获得每期录音的文本。好，今天的分享就到这里。 Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks everyone. See you next time.
See you, bye.